the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Neil Tracy, good morning.
Owen, Ger, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Let's get straight into the fact that you're a Munster fan, and this morning is pretty disastrous news on the injury front from a Munster perspective.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Didn't really hear the news until I woke up there, whatever, 20, 25 minutes ago and had a look at the phone. It's probably what we were expecting. It wasn't the biggest shock in the world, I'd have to say. I think even ever since RG Simon went down injured, let alone when Johan van Gran after the game was saying it looked very serious and he was very worried about it. I think the fact that he was down and had to leave the pitch 7 minutes into his debut gave you an indication that best case scenario, this was in the kind of mid-range of injuries, and chances are we were probably looking at a longer term thing, but you didn't really want to say it. You don't want to probably do that to a player and, you know, start talking about the injury prospects so soon after it's happened for them. But yeah, confirmation today, it's probably what we all expected. And just such a massive blow, because he was someone that Munster fans had been waiting for. I remember it was just after the World Cup final when the speculation started they were going to sign him, and it was all pretty much a done deal at that stage. Johan van Gran had said they'd been speaking to the player. That was the start of November 2019. So we're, what, 8-9 months down the line, and we finally had a chance to see him put on a red jersey and 7 minutes into the game. And I think what was so frustrating was the fact that that injury came when it was right as the Munster fans were getting to see the first little glimpse of what they actually had signed, because the injury happened in the process of coming down off a lineout when he landed awkwardly on his left leg, having stolen an absolutely brilliant lineout, which is precisely the sort of thing he'd been brought in to do. And to do that 7 minutes in was fantastic. Everyone was, you know, getting up off their seat, punching the air, you know, this is something we're going to get used to. And then a few minutes later, seeing him walk off the pitch along with Dave Kilcoyne as well, who, as we know, is now out for an indefinite period of time. He's got an ankle ligament injury on top of that as well. And to compound it all, John Klein having, as part of this injury update as well, neck ligament injuries. And we don't have a necessary timeline on that as well. So a pretty bad morning for a Munster fan, I'd have to say.
This morning, last week? Sorry, go on, Ger, if you want to get in there first.
Well, it looked like they had the best defensive lineout in European club rugby with Simon and Peter O'Mahony. You could attack absolutely anybody. You could see every hooker in Europe waking up after that game and going, "Oh my God, how am I going to get past these two? I get past the maniac at the front. There's the giant at the back." Like, it was a brilliant signing. It was exactly what they needed, and it was a real shot in the arm for the club and just that sense of, like, actually they're European contenders again. And it feels like that's gone now for this season, at least.
Yeah, like, I suppose, yeah, it's a tricky one. I think at this stage, it's just about getting through this these last couple of games. So the last regular season Pro 14 game this weekend, and then Leinster the following week in the Pro 14 semi-final. I think they're still going to have an almighty crack off Leinster, because, you know, bearing in mind as well, they did have to play 72 minutes without the likes of Snyman and Dave Kilcoyne as well. Jeremy Lachman had to play an entire 72 minutes at loosehead prop. So they did fairly well considering after those injuries in the Leinster game as well. So I'd say they are going to have just a wild enough crack off Leinster in the semi-finals, because they don't necessarily have to worry about the Heineken Champions Cup for those few weeks afterwards as well. They know they will be able to get, maybe even if it's a small rest, but a small rest nonetheless. I think it probably does, it definitely does lower the expectations. They would have been thinking, they would have been putting themselves back into contention to contend for a title. I'd imagine they'd probably be looking, depending on how long John Klein is out for, they may have to look at a short-term injury cover for a signing. And that could potentially put them, you know, if they can get the right person, it can put them back into the mix to be challenging for things as well. At the moment, though, for the next couple of weeks, they are looking pretty slim in second row. It's pretty much Billy Holland and Finian Witcherly, the only two second rows in the senior squad anyway, who look to be fit. We still await confirmation of when Tadhg Byrne is actually going to be fully back. At the moment, he's back in kind of light training. But John Klein, RG Snyman out injured. And then you're looking down towards the academy. Thomas O'Hearn, Paddy Kelly, and Owen O'Connor as well, who haven't really seen too much. We would know a lot about Thomas O'Hearn from the Ireland under 20s, where he's looked a real, real prospect. And I suppose at the very least, the events over the last couple of days might mean we might actually start to see a little bit of him in a senior Munster shirt over the next while. But it is a position where I would, you know, 2 weeks ago, Munster were looking absolutely flush, and at the moment you're kind of scraping around to see what's there.
Yeah, like when you make the comparison with Leinster, the strength of Leinster is Devon Toner coming off the bench. It's not necessarily your James Ryan in your starting spot. That has been the difference between these two provinces for some time. And when you're calling on, you know, the starlets that are hopefully coming through for Munster over the next little while and calling them to start over the next few months, that's probably where the difference is going to be evident once again between the two provinces. But a slight silver lining there at the end, Neil. Thanks, Millie, for hopping on the call this morning.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Like, the John Klein thing obviously compounds this quite a bit, Ger, and like, I completely missed the point that this was actually going to be quite a serious injury for him as well. Like, with Kilcoyne and with Snyman, you obviously have two starters there straight away. But to go back to my point that I just made to Neil at the end there, the John Klein strength and depth point, having Klein as an impact sub rather than a starter for Munster would have been such a key point, and how they might actually be able to go toe-to-toe with the best teams in Europe properly. And that's taken away from them as well. This is really, this is as bad an injury bulletin as a province can possibly get.
I actually think that Klein was their starting. It was a partnership that they were going to just, you know, give everybody minutes and ease Klein in, you know, because it's going to be difficult. There's a lot of games coming. And he is looking at a year-long busy period where he would expect to be involved in the mix from an Ireland perspective as well. So all of a sudden that's taken away too. I don't know enough about Thomas Hearn, but born in February of the year 2000.
He's so the same height as Simon.
6'9".
Yeah. I saw him play for the under-20s earlier in the year, and he's absolutely incredible. And kind of like an NBA player, when you think to yourself, how can a guy this big have such crafty feet, and how is he so skilled? This guy is a really, really good option. But, I mean, to have him as your impact sub off the bench after a Snyman and Klein would have been unbelievable. And that's the issue, I guess.
And the other thing is that he would have then had the daily experience of seeing what Snyman was doing and testing himself physically against Snyman, who is obviously that much further ahead. But look, you know, the opportunity knocks now for Thomas Ahern, and fingers crossed he can step up.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.